Citywide weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, sunny skies mid-90s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy skies mid-70s with wind gust at 20. For tomorrow, sunny, chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs at 93. Tomorrow night, scattered showers and thunderstorms, low of 68. And Sunday and Monday, mostly sunny skies in the 90s. Right now, it's 82.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. A dozen major farm groups jumping into the fray over conservation funding in the estimated $3.5 trillion reconciliation package that Democrats plan to introduce in the Senate, calling for increased investment in climate-smart agriculture practices that sequester carbon or reduce greenhouse gas emissions. In a letter to House and Senate leaders yesterday, the group said they support efforts to increase spending on conservation incentives, including strong technical and financial assistance as part of the upcoming infrastructure-related legislation. They also say they support increased investment in rural broadband and express concern about altering the current tax structure to pay for the infrastructure. Senate Ag Committee Chair Debbie Stabenow of Michigan said she wants to get $50 billion in new conservation spending over the next 10 years as part of the package. Some of the groups signing the letter, the National Milk Producers, National Council of Farmer Cooperatives, Ag Retailers, National Association of Conservation Districts, the State Departments of Agriculture, National Association of Wheat Growers, National Farmers Union, and the Produce Marketing Association. Aqua Bounty's genetically engineered Atlantic salmon, once again the target of appropriation language, backed by Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski. A provision in the ag spending bill approved by the Senate Appropriations Committee this week would require that GE salmon be labeled genetically engineered as opposed to a less prominent notification that the product is bioengineered. Murkowski said the salmon deserves special treatment in part because of the status as the first genetically engineered animal approved for human consumption. She said it's all about disclosure when the committee was in their markup. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Good American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, it's been an active time for the small town of Blue Rapids, Kansas, after some individual signed a petition to remove a political flag in someone's yard, saying that it was offensive. Well, the owner of the flag said it was his right to freedom of speech to have a flag that said,
Biden and you for voting for him.
He said after the petition was signed, he took it down temporarily and then put it back up after he realized his rights.
I don't know why they're making me take it down. It's my freedom of speech and my First Amendment right. Did some digging on my First Amendment right and decided to put it back up.
That audio from KSN News. He has challenged the removal of the flag in court, saying it violated his First Amendment rights. And the American Civil Liberties Union of Kansas says this is exactly what the First Amendment is all about.
Regulating what people say is exactly what the First Amendment is designed to prevent. And so, as a general matter, this is exactly the kind of thing that the First Amendment would be aimed at protecting.
That audio from KSN News. Mid-American Network News.
WTI is your career education partner.
I was always kind of moving between jobs and moving between places that I lived. And to find a place that I'm actually steady at and to find this place that I love to go to work every single day, I love to do what I do. It's a great feeling of accomplishment. Don't be scared and take the step. Take the step forward into your future.
To apply and for more information, go online to WTI.edu. Accredited by the Accrediting Commission on Career Schools and Colleges. For more on consumer disclosures, go to WTI.edu/disclosures.
Kansas weather is unpredictable, and even during the summer months, hail, heavy rain, and high winds could damage your roof. You need Burwell Roofing and Construction. Burwell Roofing and Construction out of Goddard, Kansas, is a local roofing company that has been helping Kansans for over 30 years. They use the latest in technology to ensure you're getting an accurate estimate to help take care of your new roof. They can even do siding and window replacement. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
A Kansas county in the Kansas City area is requiring most residents to wear masks in indoor public spaces and on public transportation. Wyandotte County's mandate is a response to the spread of the more contagious COVID-19 Delta variant. The county commission approved the mask mandate on Thursday this week on an 8-2 vote, and the Kansas City Star reports that it took effect immediately. The commission imposed the requirement for county residents above the age of 5, but exempted the small towns of Bonner Springs and Edwardsville. The Delta variant has caused new COVID-19 cases to rise steadily in Wyandotte County and across the state over the past 6 weeks. In other news, a jury has found former Kansas forward Silvio D'Souza not guilty of aggravated battery for hitting a man in the face during a New Year's Day bar fight. The Kansas City Star reports that D'Souza hugged his lawyer and praised God following the jury's Thursday decision. Douglas County prosecutors allege that D'Souza hit 32-year-old Shawnee native Grant Davis so hard during the January 1st, 2020 bar fight that it blinded him in one eye. D'Souza says he hit Davis with an open palm but did not touch his eye. Good America Network News.
Danes Automotive is your certified Napa Auto Care Center, providing auto service and repairs for all types of vehicles. Danes has the equipment and the experienced technicians to handle every kind of job, from engine repair and transmission work to oil changes and tire repair, plus roadside assistance and auto detailing in Marysville. A family-owned and operated business providing you the best auto care in the area. For the best service, for the best price, it's Danes Automotive.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Friday. A former southeastern Nebraska school superintendent has been sentenced to a year in prison for abusing a student. The Lincoln Journal-Star reports that 57-year-old Timothy DeWard was sentenced this week in Seward County District Court after pleading no contest to felony attempted child abuse. He had originally been charged with felony child abuse after investigators say a teenage student at Centennial Public Schools reported DeWard had the student sit in his lap during a locked door meeting in DeWard's office and that DeWard touched the teen's inner thigh. The teen said DeWard also asked for a shirtless photo of the student. The teen told investigators he had to comply with DeWard's abuse or he would fail school. DeWard resigned in July of last year. Nebraska weather, although we started things off this week on the cooler side, temperatures ramping up for the weekend and on into next week. Rick Averett, Nebraska, Mid-America, Network News.
Truck, SUV, truck, SUV. That's the only choice you'll have to make because where you buy it is easy. Rusty Eck Ford.
That's right. And at Rusty Eck Ford, again, you have options with their huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now. What does certified mean to you? It means getting the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty, like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. It means getting a vehicle that comes fully inspected. It means getting 24/7 roadside assistance and total peace of mind. Rusty Eck Ford is your number one choice as your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
So it's that simple, and there is no other choice. It's Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Office found on select pre-stock vehicles with approved Douglas Saxon fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/20/21 sales. Office expired 8/31/21.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Union Pacific Big Boy Steam Locomotive departed Cheyenne, Wyoming Thursday on a month-long multi-state tour that will include Nebraska and Kansas. An overnight stop is planned Sunday, August 8th in Fairbury, arriving at 5 p.m. with departure Monday morning at 9. Big Boy will pass through Marysville about 9:30 Monday morning, but is not scheduled to stop until noon Monday for half an hour at Onega. Marysville Union Pacific Depot Preservation Society has posted a watch point southeast of town on the group's Facebook site. The full schedule and timeline is online at up.com/heritage/steam/schedule. A series of listening tour stops hosted by Kansas Corn will include Marshall County August 10th. Dinner stops in the state will include Goodland, Garden City, Lawrence, and Fredonia, as well as Marysville Tuesday, August 10th, beginning at 6 p.m. Corn and ag issues will be highlighted. Anyone interested can learn more at kscorn.com or contact the Kansas Corn Office at 785-410-5009. Blue Valley Technologies is hosting a series of meetings on cyber hacking and the threats to local businesses. Jerry Horton will discuss vulnerabilities and strategies for increasing online security. The free meeting open to the public will be Wednesday, August 11th with a complimentary breakfast served at the Blue Valley Technologies office in Home City beginning at 8 a.m. RSVP courtesy is appreciated. Additional meetings next week are planned in Topeka, Manhattan, and Salina. An open house in Washington County next Thursday, hosted by NextEra Energy, will address the proposed High Banks Wind Energy Center in Washington and Republic Counties. Residents are invited to stop in anytime August 12th from 6 till 8:30 p.m. at the FNB Bank in Washington to meet with staff regarding the project. Additional information is online, highbankswind.com. The Pony Express Barn and Museum in Marysville is one of more than 70 venues in the state of Kansas participating in the Sunflower Summer Program. Presented by the Kansas State Department of Education, Sunflower Summer is designed to provide a wide variety of ways for families to explore something new and enjoy time together. The Sunflower Summer phone app is available for all smartphones and offers free admission to museums, zoos, historic landmarks, and more. Kansas residents with students enrolled in pre-K through 12th grade are eligible to access one free ticket per child to more than 70 attractions. Two adults also may receive free admission while accompanying the student. The program was developed with funding from a grant through the U.S. Department of Education. For additional information about the program, go online at sunflowersummer.org. And again, the Pony Express Barn and Museum in Marysville will be participating in the Sunflower Summer Program, and they encourage all to take time out to visit and see the exhibits at the local museum in Marysville. School bells will be ringing soon as schools prepare for the return to fall classes. We'll begin a series of conversations with area superintendents regarding activities upcoming in the district, challenges during the new school year, and other activities planned. We'll begin those conversations during our public affairs presentation this Saturday, airing at 7:10, visiting with the Southern and Diller O'Dell superintendents from Southeast Nebraska. Ruth A. Lovell, age 83, of Beatrice, passed away Monday. Graveside service Saturday, 9:30 a.m. at Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 8, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Ruth Lovell. Mary Ann Shirley, age 90, of Vermilion, passed away December 15th. A celebration of life service is planned this Saturday, August 7th, 2 until 4 at the Axtell American Legion for Mary Ann Shirley. Linda L. Mann, age 79, of Waterville, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at the Waterville United Methodist Church. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery, Waterville. Visitation Monday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Monday 6 until 8 at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Linda Mann.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect for the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Power up your child's curiosity. Upgrade your router today and just imagine the results tomorrow. From history sites making the past come alive to science sites with tours of outer space, the internet is brimming with ways to inspire curiosity. Help your child take this curiosity to a higher level with Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home Bundle. Get free installation and the first month free for both managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home. Visit BlueValley.net today.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Across the central parts of the Midwest, dry weather for this Friday continuing into tonight, but we have a low pressure system that'll be moving across the central upper parts of the Midwest that will bring us some scattered showers and thunderstorms starting tomorrow, continuing into Sunday night. It looks like the best chance of rain will be tomorrow night. Otherwise, this upper level ridge in place is bringing temperatures back into the 90s that will continue through the weekend and into the early parts of next week. So across the area, mostly sunny skies, mid-90s with wind gusts at 20. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, mid-70s. For tomorrow, sunny skies, chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. We'll see highs at 93. Tomorrow night, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy skies, upper 60s. For Sunday, mostly sunny, high of 93. Sunday night, clear, temperatures in the mid-70s. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early August, 91. Record high on this date, 113. The average low, 69. The record low, 51. Sunset this evening, 8:34. Sunrise in the morning at 6:32.
Sneezeweed doesn't sound like something you'd want in your garden. We will tell you why you might in a moment from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9995. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9995. That's 1-800-312-9995. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-312-9995.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, August 6th, the 218th day of the year. Lucille Ball was born on this day, and the internet turns 30 years old. The first ever website went online on this day in 1991. Looking for flower ideas for your fall garden? Helen's Flowers or Helenium is a great choice. Capelia is a hybrid from the Helenium family that produces yellow and red-orange flowers that combine nicely with asters, goldenrod, and ornamental grasses. They grow long, sturdy stems that don't require stalking. They'll bloom for nearly 6 weeks, and the warm, coppery colors are attractive to butterflies. The Native American word for the flower was sneezeweed, but don't let that scare you. It was a remedy for, not the cause of, allergies. And there is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more ideas for your fall garden online anytime at almanac.com.
You're not ready for football season until you visited Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. Show your Kansas State Wildcat pride. University of Kansas Rock Chalk Jayhawkness, or that you're part of the Kansas City Chiefs Red Kingdom with flags, tumblers, memorabilia, and more from Reflections.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Stuck in a state of falling behind, struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? Then let State Farm agent John Bannister help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with John handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time to handle everything else. Call State Farm agent John Bannister, 1022 Broadway in Marysville today, and get to a better state.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, Good Friday. A win for the Royals, a loss for the Wind Surge on Thursday. We'll start with the Royals. Daniel Lynch and four relievers held Chicago White Sox in check, and Emmanuel Rivera's line drive was misplayed into an early two-run double that helped the Kansas City Royals hang on for a 3-2 victory. Kansas City won its second consecutive game, while American League Central leading White Sox lost for the ninth time in their last 14. Chicago has scored two runs or fewer in three of its last four games. The Royals open up a series with the St. Louis Cardinals this evening. They're on the road at St. Louis first pitch this evening at 7:15. In the longest game in Wind Surge history, the Midland Rockhounds won a wild 10-inning game by a final score of 13-12 last night at Riverfront Stadium. The Rockhounds eventually won the game on a fielding error in the top of the 10th. That series continues this evening at Riverfront Stadium. Mid-America Network Sports.
If you're the owner of a flat roof, whether the property is commercial, business, or residential, you know a flat roofing system is different than any other system. That's why when it comes to a flat roof that's built to stay, the only name to know is Ray. W-R-A-Y, Ray Roofing Incorporated, aims to provide the best designed and most effective roofing system for each customer while maintaining a highly economical balance. Taking pride with meticulous work on each project is Ray Roofing, online at WRAYroofing.com. Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP. A jury has found former Kansas forward Silvio De Sousa not guilty of aggravated battery for hitting a man in the face during a New Year's Day bar fight. The Kansas City Star reports De Sousa hugged his lawyer and praised God following the jury's verdict yesterday. Now to the Olympics.
The day began here with Americans April Ross and Alex Kleiman taking gold in beach volleyball over Australia. Kleiman after the match.
I feel like the U.S. has such a legacy in beach volleyball, and just to be able to join that legacy is a huge honor.
And other American women moved closer to gold. The U.S. women's basketball team and volleyball squad both advanced to gold medal matches, and American Nellie Korda leads in the women's golf competition. Steve Futterman, CBS News at the Summer Olympics in Tokyo.
College football news. K-State Athletic Director Gene Taylor has been added to the College Football Playoff Selection Committee, replacing Texas AD Chris Del Conte. Don't forget the Wind Surge and the Royals both in action this evening. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Hey, replay of the state AA Legion Baseball Tournament. Marysville post 163 games at Pittsburgh last week. Available for download on our website at KNDYRadio.com.
When we consider a loan application, we also take into consideration a person's character. We don't just run a bunch of numbers in a computer and call it a credit score. People are more than numbers. First Commerce Bank. Experience the difference. Member FDIC.
Every driver is different. So is every car insurance policy. At Blue Valley Insurance, we get it. That's why we offer an array of options, from affordable coverage options to extra services and money-saving discounts. We're here to help you build the best car insurance policy for your needs. What's more, the right car insurance coverage can help protect you and your loved ones in the event of a car accident, theft, or other covered loss. See us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
When you roller, send for Schroeder.
For complete body repair, see Jeff at Schroeder Collision Center. A family business for several generations, let Jeff and his quality crew help you with your auto needs. Schroeder Collision Center, 701 Carolina, 562-3546.
Dry and store your garden herbs as a decorative wreath hung in your kitchen for convenient access. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Use a wire frame, straw, or twig wreath as a base. Harvest fresh herbs from the garden or purchase from your local farmer's market. Use a mix of your favorite fragrant and culinary herbs. Gather herbs into bundles and cut the stems to 6 to 8 inches long. Remove any yellow or damaged leaves. Use stiffer stemmed herbs like rosemary and lavender on the bottom of the bundles to support softer stemmed herbs like mint and stevia. Remove the lower leaves and wrap the stems together with florist wire. Then secure the bundle to the frame using florist wire or metal pins. Overlap bundles to cover the cut ends and wire. Set the wreath on a piece of cardboard in a warm place to dry for several days. Then hang in place where you can enjoy the fragrance, beauty, and flavor. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Grow beautiful, healthy, and productive plants with less effort this season. Wild Valley Farms wool pellets increase the soil's moisture-holding ability, reducing the need to water by 25%. Plus, Wild Valley Farms wool pellets improve soil health and help plants grow. The benefits last all season, resulting in beautiful, healthy plants with less effort. Order organic, sustainable wool pellets at wildvalleyfarms.com. That's wildvalleyfarms.com. Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores.
Why did one family move their piano-making business from Philadelphia to a fledgling community in the Midwest? It may seem odd to some, but there was something here that was a draw for many families just like theirs. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Does it ever seem like when you're looking for the right tool, you just can't find it? You've been looking for a better nitrogen solution for your corn crop. A nitrogen source that stays put and doesn't leach away. Now it's easy to find Pivot BioProven, the tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that tightly adhere to your corn's roots. These microbes take nitrogen from the air, convert it to ammonia, and apply it directly to each plant all season long. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get the right tool. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
There are many historic German homes and businesses in Herman, Missouri. One is the Palmer Gittner House.
It was originally built for Caroline Palmer, who was a widow who came here with her six children. Her husband had been very active in the Settlement Society on the Board of Managers in Philadelphia. They had a thriving piano-making business in Philadelphia.
The German Settlement Society of Philadelphia urged many Germans on the East Coast to come to Herman, Missouri. Cindy Brown shares the story from Deutschheim State Historic Site. The Palmers saw a good reason to come here.
They elected to come here. He was adamant about the preservation of the German language and their customs and culture. Even though Philadelphia was a majority of German-speaking people, it was becoming anglicized and Americanized, so they wanted to find a place in the far west that would be isolated and in all things German.
A few French and English passed through the area, but for decades it was almost 100% German.
There was not much in this area. That's one reason they selected it. It had to have agriculture, industry, and commerce. They wanted it to stand alone and be in isolation so they could preserve that and not be influenced by the outside Americans.
Agriculture faltered on the Rocky Hills, but growing grapes became a staple for the area in the 1800s and early 1900s.
With Prohibition coming, you know, turn of the 20th century, basically like the Depression hit here early, and the town basically ceased to have its original economic drivers, and as a result, I think it's better preserved. And then there's also the German frugality. They didn't tend to throw things away.
The city still hosts numerous German festivals, and winemaking thrives, making this a picturesque German outpost in the Midwest. Traveling the countryside in Herman, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Vuse Alto is the vape as unique as the back roads you ride. With Vuse by You, you can choose from four colors, three flavors, three nicotine levels, and infinite wrap designs. Make Vuse Alto a vape that is yours in store now. Discover more at Vuse.com. Views. Charge beyond. Vapor products, underage sale prohibited. Website and offers restricted to age 21 and over tobacco consumers.
The varroa mite attacks honeybees and can destroy entire colonies. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Examine your hives throughout the season to save your bees as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Is a very serious pest of honeybees. All hives have varroa mites. It's just a matter of how many, because if left to get out of control, they will kill the hive. You have to monitor the hives from time to time to determine if treatment is needed. Greg Hunt is a honeybee specialist at Purdue University. He says the best way to estimate the level of varroa mite infestation is by putting a sticky board at the bottom of the hive.
As mites are naturally falling off of the bees by accident or because of the bees grooming, they'll fall on the sticky board and you can count them. But you need to have a screen over it. Otherwise, the bees will go down and they'll remove the mites from the sticky board. You put the sticky board in your hive for a day or two and you see how many mites fall in a day or two.
Hunt says the rule of thumb is if you count 50 or more mites on the sticky board in one day, you'll need to treat the hive. Another testing method involves putting about 300 bees into a glass jar with a mesh lid. Sprinkle a few tablespoons of powdered sugar through the lid and let the jar sit for a few minutes to allow the bees to become covered with the sugar. Shake the sugar out of the jar onto a clean white surface. The mites will be dislodged and fall out. Hunt says if you count 5 mites per 100 bees using this method, you'll need to treat the hive. Be sure to check your hive several times because the mite population tends to rise as the season goes on.
You need to have healthy bees going into the winter because those bees need to live all winter long to become nurse bees and raise brood in the spring.
Learn more about testing for varroa mites at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Bless this house, O Lord, we pray. Make it safe by night and day. Bless these walls so firm and stout, keeping want and trouble. Bless the roof and chimneys tall. Let thy peace lie over all. Bless this door that it may prove ever open to joy and love. Bless us all that we may be fit, O Lord, to dwell with thee.
I'm going through a tough time in life, I reflect on the Bible passage, I can do everything through Him who gives me strength. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, we never know when a life storm might hit, but one thing we can do is to prepare. We can do this with our finances. Preparing ahead of time financially can help ensure you and your loved ones are taken care of when an emergency comes up. Perhaps you're unsure how to prepare. Well, first consider looking at your financial resources and identify some areas you can start saving. Then put that extra money into an emergency fund and don't use it unless you have to. By doing this, you'll have a cushion to lean on in case of an emergency. And don't forget to prepare in case you're unable to work or provide for your family. Remember, trust that God will give you the strength when times are hard, and take a proactive approach to preparing for the unexpected. This way, you'll live with more confidence when times are good and when they're difficult. Call now and get started on important, rewarding work. Cambridge Place in Marysville is now hiring evening and night shift, certified nurse aides, and certified medication aides. Weekend and holiday rotations, excellent pay and health insurance, upward mobility, teamwork, and appreciation by coworkers, supervisors, residents, and families. Get $1,000 sign-on bonus for full-time. Call now, Cambridge Place, 562-5321.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
Drought and other abnormal weather patterns have reduced forage supplies in much of the country. More today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
New is fine, but when it comes to customer service, give me old-fashioned any day. Gempler's is a family-owned independent farm and home supply company that's been around since 1939. You call and get a real person to help you find just the right problem-solving tool or gear to work smarter, safer, and more comfortably. Shop Gempler's.com or give them a call. Phone number's on the website. Again, that's Gempler's.com. You need water to grow forage crops, and that's been a real problem in farm country this year. Michigan is a good example, where Kim Cassida is an extension forage specialist.
The drought area is large. It's not just Michigan that's affected, and obviously that has an impact on where we could import forage from to cover any deficiencies that we might have.
Cassida says forage production in Michigan has been hampered since 2015. They've been researching alternative forage opportunities that show some promise. For example, says Cassida,
double cropping silage corn and small grains. The idea here is you're going to grow a small grain, and this is as a forage. The two that are the best suited for this are winter triticale and rye. And we have new ryes, which are hybrids. These are coming out of Germany, and they compete very well against triticale, and they have better forage quality and yield often than the conventional rye varieties.
Cassida says grazing cover crops is another way to make up the loss of traditional forages. She cautions, however, that whatever forages you choose to feed should be tested first for elevated nitrate levels. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Premier Estates of Pawnee City advises senior citizens to stay well hydrated during the hot summer months. Limit time and effort spent outdoors during the day and know the signs of heat exhaustion and heat stroke so you can stay healthy and safe. From Premier Estates of Pawnee in Pawnee City, driving excellence in long-term care.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Forest fires and invasive pests were hot topics at Homer Wilkes' nomination hearing to be the USDA Undersecretary for Natural Resources and Environment. On Thursday, Wilkes' qualifications were not in question, having been first nominated for the post in 2009 by then-President Obama and now-President Biden after serving for years at NRCS. But ag senators wanted to know how Wilkes would deal with two issues key to saving trees and their carbon-absorbing power, reducing ever-increasing forest fires and combating invasive pests researchers are struggling with.
If confirmed, I will make a commitment to get with that group and making sure we address those concerns, because I've heard invasive species over and over and over. So that's a big-ticket item. And if I'm confirmed, I will make that a priority to find out with those research groups to making sure we address those concerns.
The emerald ash borer, now widespread in 36 states, including states in the Midwest, was raised repeatedly at the hearing that also focused on reducing forest fires. Wilkes would oversee the Forest Service as undersecretary.
We must ensure agencies like the Forest Service fighting fires are well-equipped with resources needed to ably handle the monumental task that we have ahead of us. If confirmed, not only will it be my priority to make sure our men and women on the front lines have what they need, but we'll be advocating for increase the scale of forest restoration and fuel reduction activities on the Forest Service lands.
And Wilkes also stressed getting private landowners involved and better agency coordination, but he conceded the money will never be enough. Fire borrowing from other accounts goes back years, and now greater heat and drought have turned what Wilkes said used to be fire season into fire year. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Looking to carve out a better future for yourself? Start training for an essential career at WTI. Whether you're interested in an in-demand career in technology, HVACR, or healthcare, at WTI's Wichita campus, you can get the training you need to get started. All of our programs feature blended learning with a combination of on-campus and online classes, giving you the ideal balance of convenience and hands-on training. Learn more by visiting us at WTI.edu. WTI. You matter. Skills matter.
Kansas weather is unpredictable, and even during the summer months, hail, heavy rain, and high winds could damage your roof. You need Burwell Roofing and Construction. Burwell Roofing and Construction out of Goddard, Kansas, is a local roofing company that has been helping Kansans for over 30 years. They use the latest in technology to ensure you're getting an accurate estimate to help take care of your new roof. They can even do siding and window replacement. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Bar Chart released the August 2021 yield and production forecast for U.S. crops. They have been revised higher on the back of increased yield expectations for both corn and soybeans, and closer now with USDA's most recent predictions. U.S. corn forecast 15 billion bushels, a yield of 180.3 bushels per acre, compared to USDA 15.1 billion bushel of production, 179.5 bushels per acre. They predict U.S. soybean production at 4.4 billion bushels, a yield of 51 bushels per acre, compared to USDA's forecast of 4.48 billion bushels and 50.8 bushels per acre. The U.S. hard red winter wheat yield guesstimated 45.5 bushels per acre, compared to the USDA yield forecast of 53.6 bushels per acre, including all winter wheat varieties. The U.S. and European Union plan to settle the dispute about longstanding steel and aluminum tariffs by the 1st of November. Now, that's good news for America's steel industry and indirectly good news for agriculture. Conversations about Section 232 of the Trade Expansion Act relating to steel and aluminum tariffs have been moving forward, and the EU trade official has said both sides have confirmed readiness to find a solution by the 1st of November. The original agreement deadline was December 31st. If the agreement leads to a limitation on the volume of EU steel coming into the U.S., That could impact American agriculture manufacturers and farmers because of duties on imported steel under the Trump and Biden administration's U.S. steel prices in 2021 are at record highs. Good for American steel manufacturers, but difficult for ag equipment makers and farmers. That is an Ag Business Update, reliable and relevant. We're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Keep an eye out for blue-green algae in your animal's drinking water. Its bacterial toxin can be fatal if ingested. Here's what to look for on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Nobody likes to see scum in their livestock drinking water, but if it's blue-green algae, it can be deadly. When blue-green algae blooms, it creates a toxin that can affect the liver or nervous system in animals that drink the water. It's troublesome in ponds, stock tanks, and other still bodies of water. Steve Ensley is a veterinary toxicologist at Kansas State University. He says, technically, it's not algae, but a bacterium called cyanobacteria that thrives on abundant nutrients in the water, such as phosphorus and nitrogen. It looks like blue, green, or even orange paint spilled in the water.
The bloom likes to grow a couple inches below the surface, down to a couple feet below the surface. And so when you look at the water, it doesn't look like moss or duckweed or vegetation. You know, it looks like there's something in the water that's not right.
There's not much you can do other than let it run its course. It takes about 2 weeks from bloom till the toxin is gone. In the meantime, Ensley recommends keeping animals away from the water until it's confirmed safe. If there is no other water source you can use, fence off the part of the pond that poses the most risk.
One thing that can happen is the wind will concentrate the bacteria and the toxins on the downwind side of the surface water. So if you can't get them off of there, there's any way you can fence that off or keep them away from that end of the pond, that's also helpful.
Blue-green algae thrives in temperatures at 75 degrees or higher, so there is a risk until the weather cools off. I'm Jody Hinke. Read more about blue-green algae at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. We continue with mixed numbers across our futures markets as we roll through Friday. September Kansas City wheat is now up 15 and a half at 707. December's up 15 and a half at 718 and a half. Nice gains in Minneapolis spring wheat and Chicago wheat as well. But Kansas City wheat leads the way. September corn up 1.5, 557 and a quarter. December up 4.25 at 557 and a quarter. Soybeans continue to work in the green. September up 8.75 at 1344 and a half. November beans up 8.25 at 1336 and three quarters. Soybean meal is down. September down 40 cents at 355.10. The back months are all in the red. Soy oil, though, is For canola up 1670 at 896.10. And the cotton is looking pretty good. October cotton up 111 points at 92.28. As we turn our attention to the livestock complex, we see some interesting moves there. Cattle have been bouncing around a good bit. That continues today. October live cattle down 15 at 127.42. But then December is up 27 at 133.05. All the back months are also higher. Feeder cattle have turned around. September feeders up 122 at 162.37. October feeders up a dollar at 164.85, so positives now for cattle. And hogs have come along also. October hogs up 12 at 87.25, while December hogs are currently up 45 at 81.32. So a complete turnaround now in the livestock complex. And in the metals markets, August gold down $44.70, 1,760.40 an ounce. We're also seeing some pressure on silver and copper. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
Wheat growers count on industry-leading, high-quality AgriPro brand-certified seed to maximize performance and profitability, particularly under demanding growing conditions. AP Roadrunner, new from AgriPro brand for 2021, is a consistent top yielder in drought conditions. AP Roadrunner also brings good stripe rust tolerance, a good overall leaf health package, and Hessian fly tolerance to your farm. Call your local AgriPro associate to find the right seed for your acres. Find agronomic and performance data and a list of AgriPro associates at agriprowheat.com.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
First and foremost, thank you, farmers, for all that you do to keep us fed, clothed, and moving down the road. Your hard work and dedication touches our lives every day in more ways than we will ever know. As a producer, you know how important having the right tool for the job is. So when it comes to risk management, you also know that there's one vitally important tool to help protect your operation, and that's crop insurance. So give me, Tammy Sudlogic, independent rain and hail agent at Alliance Insurance, a call to discuss all your crop insurance needs.
KNDY.
Hey, this is Savannah Chestnut, and you're listening to my song, Prairie Fire.
Well, it was burning season, a hungry glow lit up the midnight sky. I was looking for change, passion and rage. It was time to come alive. And I knew that it was you as soon as your dark eyes met mine. Tell me, baby, did you see the sparks? You put your hand in.
Country music play here on Classic Country KNDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.